Simply Financial with Christopher Calandra, Certified Financial Planner, is an innovative, comprehensive, informative, and cutting-edge podcast that discusses financial topics ranging from personal finance, economics, politics, and personal growth. Simply Financial will cover intriguing and thought-provoking questions so that the listener can simply increase their financial IQ.
Welcome to this episode of the Simply Financial Podcast. I am your host, Christopher Calandra. We are on episode number 41 of season number 2. Today, I wanted to talk about the winners and losers from the tax reform that was signed into law by President Trump in December of 2017. And that tax reform law went into effect on January 1st, 2018. It seems to me, with all the craziness with our politicians and with the media this year, that this topic has not gotten the attention it probably deserves. So to begin with, let's talk about the winners. And let's note that the estimate is that 80 to 90% of tax filers will receive a tax reduction in 2018. Personally, I think that is awesome news, and I think that is a good result of the tax reform. The next group of individuals that will benefit, being a little bit more specific, is that if previously you were subject to AMT, that stands for Alternative Minimum Tax, there is tremendous relief on that front. And this is good news if previously you were subject to AMT tax. Next, investors who invest in 529 plans, they've traditionally been the college savings vehicle of choice for parents, grandparents, and other relatives, a great way to accumulate money that a student can use when they get to college. The 529 plan rules were expanded in this tax law, so that now you can withdraw up to $10,000 a year on a tax preferential basis to use for expenses associated with primary and secondary school expenses, essentially going to private high school, middle school, or even elementary school. The next group of winners are large estates and estate plans, because they will likely be able to simplify their planning given that the exemption has grown to some $10 million now. Next, I wanted to point out that individuals who are over the age of 70 and a half will also get a benefit, because if they have the desire and the interest in giving to charity, they can give money directly from their IRA, give it directly to the charity, and avoid taxation on the withdrawal from the IRA. This doesn't apply to everyone. For those, though, that have some wealth and have an interest in giving money away, it's a wonderful tool. And then lastly, in the winners column, I wanted to touch on businesses and business owners, because by and large, they will benefit a lot from the lower tax rates and the expanded tax brackets. So that's the group of winners. I know I went through that rather quickly, just kind of a checklist. And I wanted to talk about the losers too, because with something as complex as the IRS code, I don't think there's any way to make it so that everybody is a beneficiary. But let's talk a little bit about who will lose in this proposition. And to start with, people that live in states with high state and local income taxes might not make out as well with tax reform as others. If you could picture it, before January 1st, 2018, if you lived in a state like Connecticut, where I live, and you paid property taxes, which are high in the state of Connecticut, as an example, and you live in a state that has an income tax, which Connecticut does, if you paid X number of dollars in property taxes and Y number of dollars in income taxes, you are able to deduct that on your tax return and get a deduction against your federal income taxes. Essentially, the federal government was subsidizing the state, local property and income taxes. With the passage of this law, that unlimited ability to deduct those taxes was reduced to a maximum of $10,000 each year. And for states like Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, Illinois, and California, I think those are the key states that this affects, it's very, very common for taxpayers in those states to have property and income taxes go above the $10,000. So this cap will be a negative for citizens in those states given this tax reform. I think for me personally, I could see how this is a negative in the tax reform. By and large, I'm in favor of the tax reform, and I believe for me personally, it will provide tax relief. But when it comes to this provision, which is nicknamed SALT, the provision is not going to be helpful for me. And I think that's very common for individuals that live in those five states or individuals that have lots of property, first home, second home, third home, that kind of thing. So that's group number one in the loser column. Secondly, individuals with large mortgages cannot deduct as much as they did previously. And then the last group is estate planning, I mentioned in the winners column. Although things have been simplified, a lot of the key provisions expire in 2025. So if you're doing long-range planning with your family and possibly your attorney and CPA, you don't have a lot of visibility beyond 2025 when some critical provisions expire. So that's the group I think that I would call out as being negatively impacted by the tax reform. Please note that you could have a negative part of your return associated with the $10,000 cap with SALT, with being limited on what you could deduct in property and income taxes, but that doesn't mean that you'll necessarily pay more taxes because there's other parts of the tax reform that might provide relief to either completely or mostly offset the negative consequence of the $10,000 cap. So, wanted to cover the winners and losers. That's who I think are going to win and those I think are going to lose in the tax reform. Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Simply Financial Podcast. As always, please get more information about me and Elliott Wealth Management Services by visiting our website. That's www.elliottwealth.com. Three things at the site. Sign up for a no-cost initial consultation if you're not a client of ours. Secondly, sign up for our mailing list. And third, please subscribe to this podcast. That would be wonderful. Thanks again.
The views expressed are not necessarily the opinion of Sage Point Financial Incorporated and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities mentioned herein. Investing is subject to risks, including loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore, the information should be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Please note, the information being provided is strictly as a courtesy. When you link to any of the websites provided here, you are leaving this website. We make no representation as to the completeness or accuracy of the information provided at these websites, nor is the company liable for any direct or indirect technical or system issues or any consequences arising out of your access to your use of third-party technologies, websites, information, and programs made available through this website. When you access one of these websites, you are leaving our website and assume total responsibility and risk for your use of the websites you are linking to. Securities and advisory services are offered through Sage Point Financial Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC, insurance services offered through Elliott Wealth Management LLC, not affiliated with Sage Point Financial. I was flying high, I was feeling fine. I won't